It's definitely changed across my time, and as I've also like grown older and matured and kind of figured things out over the years. But coming into college was definitely an overwhelming transition, just because you have so many things that all of a sudden you're balancing on your own. I think everyone who goes into college, athlete or not, deals with that. But then you have another layer of like a practice schedule and competitions that you can't miss, and you have to be at all these things certain times a day, as well as all your normal school and social life obligations.
Today to interview one of our own. Madison Mooney has been an intern with Capture for several years now, and is also part of the UW-Madison track and field and cross country. So super excited to talk with her about being a student athlete and about what she is doing to raise awareness for mental health. So glad to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'm excited to talk with you guys and share my experience as a collegiate athlete, kind of different from most of the people who come on this podcast. And yeah, spread awareness about mental health and my experiences there.
I love that. Tell us what you do. I know you run track and field, cross country, like all the things. What are your special events that you run in?
Yeah, so I am actually in my sixth year of eligibility. I've been at the University of Wisconsin the whole time. On the track and field and cross country teams. And so because of the pandemic and then an injury I had a few years back, I got to stay a couple years longer, which has been really cool and fun. But I specialize in the mile and the 800 on the track are my two best events.
That's awesome. You've received accolades and lots of honors for that. So from someone who's not a runner, that's even more amazing.
Well, thank you. Yeah, no, I've been a run. My older sister and my brother run, and my parents were runners, so it's in the blood. It's in the family.
Definitely in the blood. What has it been like, you know, undergraduate and now graduate school, being a student athlete?
Yeah, it's definitely changed across my time, and as I've also like grown older and matured and kind of figured things out over the years. But coming into college was definitely an overwhelming transition, just because you have so many things that all of a sudden you're balancing on your own. I think everyone who goes into college, athlete or not, deals with that. But then you have another layer of like a practice schedule and competitions that you can't miss, and you have to be at all these things certain times a day, as well as all your normal school and social life obligations. So coming in as a freshman, that was all exciting, but a little overwhelming at the same time, trying to figure it all out. But it's kind of been an interesting transition as I've grown older and I've gone from being, you know, the one asking all the questions to the one other people are looking up to on the team now that I am one of the oldest people, and kind of helping the younger girls navigate that transition themselves and trying to reach their goals and whatnot. So it's definitely changed over time and different challenges arise throughout time. But it's been good.
Give us the inside scoop of like what it's like being a full-time student athlete. What does that look like? What are the pressures that you go through, challenges you face?
Yeah. One of the most shocking things for me was everybody at the collegiate level is so good. Like, cause you take everybody on the team, everyone on my team comes from in high school, they were the best ones and they were winning their state competitions and they were the best on their team. And now all of a sudden you're all together and you're not the best one anymore because everybody is that good. That was like very shocking for me. And all of a sudden it's, you're not winning the races. You're in 100th place and it's overwhelming. Yeah. So I think kind of, I don't know, accepting that switch in mentality was a big part of collegiate athletics for me. But yeah, the day-to-day, I mean, the way my school practices, we have afternoon practices. So we do school all through the morning. as early as I think like 7:30 is the earliest class period time through 2 o'clock, and then we go to practice. And after practice, we have a lifting session, and then sometimes other people have personal like meetings with our nutritionist or with the sports psychologist or things like that, or like tutoring in the evening and stuff. So kind of after that 2 o'clock, it's like go, go, go with the sport side of things. And then you got to fit in whatever studying homework you have to do. So that's kind of what, I don't know, the day to day is like. And just, it is nice that everybody is, like I was just saying, how everybody is good because everyone's kind of going through that together and has all these big goals together, which helps you stay motivated through that really busy schedule. But yeah, definitely not a lot of rest time.
Talking about, you know, the team aspect of it, I, you know, although it's an individual sport, I've heard you talk many times about the camaraderie, about the team, about how important those friendships are, because you are together all the time.
Right.
Does it become a sisterhood? Does it become, what are those relationships like? Your competitors, but yet your teammates and your friends.
Yeah, it does make the sport of running interesting, because ultimately when you're on the starting line, you are racing against your teammates. But I don't know, it's one of those things where it's kind of the people who make the place. I've had a really good relationship with all the women on my team throughout my time, which has been helpful. I've never wanted to leave Wisconsin, which has been good. But yeah, no, it's interesting because you go through all these like grueling workouts every day, where you're relying on your teammates to help you get through it. And then when it comes to race day, it's like, okay, well, now I'm trying to beat my teammate who I'm just training with all this whole time. But the cool thing about it is that we genuinely want each other to succeed. And so if I was to lose to my teammate, I'm not upset about that. You know, it's like, I'm happy that one of my best friends won the race and I got second, kind of thing. Just because we see all the work that we put in together and stuff. So it is an interesting dynamic, but I feel like every team has the same feelings about it, where you want to just put your best girls forward, like for the University of Wisconsin. And if I'm the best, awesome. But if somebody else is the best one, that's good too.
And that's a great teammate. I mean, I think that's what a team is all about. So that's a great attitude to have. But speaking of too, the team aspect, I know you also had some very sad and tragic times with your team by having one of your teammates die by suicide. Can you talk about what it was like, you know, bringing your team together in those really hard moments?
Yeah. So in April of 2022, one of our teammates and one of my close friends died by suicide. That was definitely a very hard period. I think something you see a lot in suicides is that nobody sees it coming. So my teammate Sarah Scholes, she was a hilarious person, like very outgoing. She was involved in so many things, like very involved in the politics and the community, and would volunteer at in the voting booths. And she was an intern at the state capitol, and was a leader on our team. She was involved in so many different things, so many aspects. So yeah, it took everybody by surprise, for sure. And there was a lot of confusion following that, and like what to do next. We were in the middle of a season of our track season, and it just felt like wrong to keep racing almost and just like keep going as if nothing happened. It was just a confusing time. So yeah, we definitely had to band together as a team. And there was a few different ways we did that, and also ways that the athletic department changed to allow us to come together as well. But we really focused on, in the immediate aftermath, just being there for each other and being open. Because I would say like confused was just like the main, and sad was like the main feelings that everyone was having. So just being open, being like able to talk to everyone. I was trying to be someone people could go to if they just wanted to vent or cry or whatever about it. So I'd say like through the end of that school year was definitely just like, let's like get through the season, get through school, get through finals. Cause we had what, like about a month left at that point. And then after that, in the summer and the following year, we were really able to, you know, figure out what can we improve so this doesn't happen again, and how can we, on a larger scale, be more vulnerable to like the entire NCAA so that other teams never have to go through something like this.
Is your team honored, Sarah?
Well, one thing we did, we started the following cross-country season, so the fall and fall, Wisconsin actually hosts one of the biggest regular season meets. Almost every school in the NCAA comes to this. It's like bigger in size than the national championships are. And so we had this idea to give everybody a green ribbon who was in the race that they could pin to their uniforms and race with. And that was really cool because we saw that keep going throughout a lot of other, I saw like in the SEC championships, they did that too. And every single runner ran with the green ribbon on them, which the green ribbon is the symbol for mental health awareness. And so that was something that started small that we saw spread, and saw it in other sports do that too. Our football team put like stickers, little decals on their helmets of the green ribbon. So that was something small that was like really cool. And I think had a big impact just to kind of show the running community and the athlete community in general that, you know, people are here for you and people care about your mental health and, you know, not to hide that essentially. And now most of the girls on our team will wear that ribbon in every race anyways. Other than that, we've made bracelets that say for Sarah on them that we wear. So we wear those in our races and our practice and stuff to honor her. Just kind of little things like that. And then we're in the process. So me and some of my teammates are on the advisory board for the Sarah Scholes Foundation, which Sarah's parents formed after her passing. And we're in the process of maybe doing like a shoe drive or trying to come up with another idea to honor her and also make a good impact in the community. So just little things like that.
That's really amazing. I know this, you know, not only has it affected your team, it's affected you personally too, and how you feel about mental health and being an advocate for mental health awareness. Can you speak a little bit to like the things that you do personally too to advocate for this?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely changed the way that I view mental health, and it's unfortunate, you know, I don't like saying that something that drastic had to happen for me to care about mental health, but it really was a big switch for me. Because I think I was a little bit naive, I think, beforehand about like exactly like how, I don't know, how big mental health is and how many people struggle with it. And I also saw firsthand like how easy it is to hide when you are struggling. So since I've really tried to hop on every opportunity I can to speak on mental health for student athletes, especially at the collegiate level, and just put my best foot forward in destigmatizing. I got an awesome opportunity to speak on a mental health panel at the Female Athlete Conference this past summer that was in Boston. And that was a really cool experience for me. There were other professional athletes who were on that panel. And so it was just cool to hear the wide range, you know, whether you're a high school level or you're one of the top pros, the different things that people go through and how everyone struggles with mental health. And then I've done some smaller talks as well. Rutgers hosted a panel with some student athletes from different schools that I spoke on. And then a group called Athletes for Hope had myself and then a representative from Helsinki's Hope, the quarterback at Northwestern was on it, and then a representative from I'm blanking on the other group that was there, another like similar mental health group. So yeah, it's just cool to talk to other athletes and I think everybody has either a strong personal experience or someone close to them who's really struggled with mental health. And so the more I talk to people, the more I realize like how true that is and how people just, should be open and really work on destigmatizing mental health.
Well, I know that Sarah's proud of you.
Well, thank you.
And I know it's something very hard for those that are left behind to navigate. And so you are most definitely an athlete doing good. and I commend you for doing that. One of the things that we ask everybody that's on is, what does athletes doing good mean to you?
Yeah, athletes doing good means to me is using the platform you have, because really, I do think all athletes have a platform in some way, shape, or form. Whether, I wouldn't consider myself like some elite athlete by any means. I'm just on a college team, and I've found that I do have people who look up to me and who follow me on social medias and stuff. So athletes doing good means to me is using your platform to spread goodness, to spread positivity to other people who follow you, to use your platform to make the world a better place, I'd say.
Love that.
I love that.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me on. It was fun.
And we'll see you in the back of the office.
Yes, we will.
Thank you.
Have a good day, guys.
Thanks.